Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray. Read you something from God's Word. Give you the message that the Lord has laid upon our hearts. Let's worship and exalt Him together.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as I do each broadcast, bring you greetings in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God for today's broadcast, Psalms 19, beginning with verse 1. And I always read to you from King James Version. David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." Wonderful words of life as we begin today's broadcast service. If you will, have your Bible open in just a little while to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. And then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. By the time this service has come to an end, we want the Lord to know He has been praised and worshiped. And we want to be satisfied in our hearts that we have done our best to worship and praise Him. Remember, worship and praise to God is one thing He cannot do for Himself. So that's why we are here. We are the true worshipers, the Bible says, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. Page 264 in the Redback Church Hymnal. Sing along with us on a great one entitled, "At the Cross, at the Cross."
Alas, and it my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for Christ that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut His glory the mighty Maker died for man, the creature's sin. Thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt my eyes to tears.
Oh,
at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
Sing it now.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah. Well, turning to our precious promise, let's enter into a time of prayer. This is a time when all of you across the audience, far and near, whether you're listening on the website or your phone or a radio station somewhere or an internet stream, however it may be reaching you, we want you to join with us in prayer at this time. Let's lift our voices together in great concert prayer. Let's lift our faith together. There's more faith that's lifted up at one time, the stronger it can become. And we want our faith to touch the heart of God. 2 Chronicles 14:11 is the precious promise, where the writer says, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we can join once again with this congregation, Lord, across the airwaves, across the great internet field, wherever we're reaching, Lord, from here in Mount Vernon to the furthest one away, whether it be in the daylight or in the dark. Father, we're thankful that we can call on you together. And Lord, we know because our faith is strong, like the verse says, it's nothing with thee to help. Lord, you can help a many, you can help the few, you can help those that have power, and you can help those that don't have power. So Lord, we bring each prayer today. We bring each request to you today. We bring each need to you. Lord, as needs are being mentioned across the airwaves today, as hearts are praying, as men and women are lifting up their voices to God, I pray, Lord, you'll hear those prayers and answer those prayers. Lord, should somebody be repenting of his or her sin right now, Lord, I pray that you'll hear that request, hear that burden, hear, Lord, that repentance, and forgive them of their sin and wash them clean by the blood of Jesus. Save our loved ones before it's too late. Touch those that are sick today, Lord. Minister to those that are having financial problems and family problems and, Lord, just other kinds of difficulties. The list continues to go on. Father, we're bringing all these requests to you today in one mind and one accord. We're believing you, Lord, that you're going to hear each prayer and undertake and work them out according to your word and your will and your plan. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you again for listening to us today, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Well, be prepared to take down some contact information in just a little while. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. She's going to sing for us a favorite from heaven's point of view. Pray for her. May the Lord bless her as she sings.
Today I faced a mountain that I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of this journey's left me weak, both in body and in mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance on my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost see God's face, rising in his splendor to heights I'd never What once looked like a mountain's just a hill from heaven's point of view. I may face things tomorrow I can't comprehend today. Circumstances so uncertain make it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in his promise. I'll never leave you. I will always see you through. What this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view. I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost see God's face, rising in His splendor to heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain's just a hill from heaven's point of view.
Would you sing that chorus again? Hallelujah.
Soon I'll soar like an eagle.
Soar like an eagle.
High on wings of grace.
High on wings of grace.
Far into the heavens.
Oh yes, worshiping with us today.
Where I can almost see God's face.
Why don't you just lift your hands and give the Lord a praise.
Rising in His splendor to heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view.
Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you with that song. Hallelujah. What once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view. It definitely makes a difference how you look at something. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here each week at the same time, the Lord permitting and providing. Thank you so much for helping us. We began this broadcast in August of 2005, and it's been on many stations through the years, and we have been able to continue with this, and then programs Monday through Saturday also. And after you've prayed and given to your church, taking care of your family, if you have something left and you'd like to share it with the power of Pentecost, it would just help us to pay our airtime, internet expenses to keep coming to you. And if you would like to send a check or a money order, song request or prayer request, even if you don't have any money, we welcome your cards or letters. The power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can also call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click the Listen Online link and hear the broadcast for each day of the week, anytime you'd like to. And then while you're there, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account or any such thing. That's the power of Pentecost, www.pentecostalradio.org. All right, before we get into the Word of God, let's sing a couple of verses of Treasures on the Other Side. This has been around a long time.
I'm but a pilgrim stranger as I journey here below. A citizen of heaven and so happy as I go. The world may think me poor and pass me up with scornful pride, but they don't know my treasure's on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I, treasures that this world and all its wealth can never buy. When I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. You wonder why I'm happy in the things of which I boast. I've said goodbye to this old world and the things that charm me most. I've had a vision of my Lord who for me bled and died. And he's my greatest treasure on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth could never buy. When I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth can never buy. When I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side.
Hallelujah. In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, beginning with verse 19, and it hasn't been long since I've read this scripture to you, but I felt like it was the scripture and the verses for today. Verse 19 says, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Have you got what it takes? Someone preached and mentioned this scripture and entitled it, Will Your Religion Stand the Test? Oftentimes on my job and different ones that I come in contact with, get different promotions, and I congratulate them, and I'll say, you know, you wouldn't have got that if you didn't have what it takes. Yes, we got what it takes through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is good to live by, and it's good to die by. Great crowds followed Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, but when they found out what it was going to take to endure unto the end, many turned away. Let me ask you today, my friend, are you willing to accept, and are you willing to do and to participate with those that have got what it takes. The people of God will be tried. He tells us in his word that they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Three things happen when people are tried. Number one, they are toughened. Paul said all of this to further the gospel. Today we are in a holy war. We are in a crusade against sin. And yes, it is taking people that have got what it takes to stand. Many, like they were in the days of Jesus, start out to begin this race, but yet they fall by the wayside and turn back and give up and never complete the race. But let's move forward in Christ Jesus. If we are tried, it will teach us. The Lord came to teach us all things and to bring all things to our remembrance. He said, whatsoever I have commanded you. Nicodemus, when he met Jesus personally, made the statement, thou art a great teacher sent from God. So while we're in the midst of being tried and in the midst of being toughened, we are going to learn some things. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Every day of my life, I would like to learn something new. I'm older than I've ever been, but I don't ever want to get to the place where I cease from learning. The Bible talks about different ones that are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But I want to have the knowledge of the truth concerning the things that I am ever learning. Not only will the trial toughen you, not only will the trial teach you, but the trial will tender you. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us to be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Yes, a Christian should never be hard-hearted. People are too hard-hearted and hateful and unkind today. We find that spirit in the world just about every day, about every time we turn around. We come in contact with someone that has that type of a spirit or that type of an attitude. But in the midst of my trials, why I am trying to practice having what it takes to continue on fighting the good fight of faith, I want the Lord to keep me tender. I want him to keep me loving. I want him to keep me caring. I want him to keep me concerned. I want him to keep me witnessing. I'd like to let my light so shine before men so they could see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Yes, do you have what it takes? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were facing the greatest trial of their life. They would not bow to the music, and then they were bound and cast into the fiery furnace. And the flames were so hot that it killed those that were throwing them into the fire. But when Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego fell down into the furnace, with them was the Son of God who was going through the very trial with them. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We have got what it takes because he is with us all the way. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Well, we'll continue this thought again in another broadcast soon. Thank you for worshiping with us. The mailing address, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Join us 1 week from today. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
On the other side, treasures there have I, treasures that this world and all its ways wealth can never buy. When I reach that city and the gates swing open